He who brought the treasure of divine love and who was filled with compassion and mercy, where is such a personality as Srinivasacharya gone? Where are my Swarup Damodar and Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatan? Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the fallen? Where are my Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta? And where is Krishna Das Kaviraj? Where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all of these devotees, in whose association he performed his pastimes, Narottama Das simply weeps. Srila Narottama Das Thakur Tirobha Maha Mahotsav Ki
Jai.
So, appearance and disappearance of the Vaishnava Acharyas, they both are glorious. Just like here, but as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked one question to Ramananda Rai, Dukkha Madhye Kono Dukkha Haye Gurutar. Among all the miserable conditions that we can experience in our life, what is the topmost experience? That is, Ramananda Rai says that Vaishnava Vichheda Dukkha Vina Dukkha Nahi Aar. The topmost miserable experience that we can have in our lifetime, when we separated from a Vaishnava, when we lose the association. Same thing Narottama Das Thakur is telling in this bhajan. I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? But at the same time, we can see how what Vaishnava, another Vaishnava Acharya, Bhakti Vasila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he says, he regents ill who thinks that Vaishnavas die. Thou art is living still in sound. Vaishnavas die to live and living spread holy names around. So we can see this both. It's miserable. This is also, we are also feeling. Same time, we'll also seeing that the particular Vaishnava enter in Nitya Lila of Radha and Shyama Sundar. So, Narottama Das Thakur's today is his disappearance. Today is no verse is given to me in Bhagavatam, which verse we have to chant. So, as Prabhupada says that Narottama Das Thakur and Bhakti Vinod Thakur songs, they are non-different from the Vedic hymns. So we will chant one bhajan of Narottama Das Thakur with Prabhupada purport, then we can discuss something. It is not possible to discuss everything of Narottama Das Thakur. Today is disappearance, only that part, only this little preaching and how he disappeared. This is what we discussed. And appearance and all this past may be other class.
Gauranga bolite hobe pulaka sarira. Yeah. ईशाय छारिया कवे शुद्ध हवे मन ईशाय कवे हम हे
पार्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणा अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद. दिस सॉन्ग वॉज सॉन्ग बाय नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर ए ग्रेट डिवोटी एंड आचार्य इन द गौड़ीय वैष्णव संप्रदाय. द डिसिप्लिक सक्सेशन कमिंग डाउन फ्रॉम लॉर्ड नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर हैज रिटन मेनी सॉन्ग्स व्हिच आर रिकॉग्नाइज्ड एज ऑथोरिटेटिव by all Vaishnavas. He has sung this song in simple Bengali language, but the purport, the deep meaning of his songs is very significant. In this song, he says, Gauranga bolite habe pulaka sarira. One has attained the perfection of chanting when, as soon as he chants the names of Lord Gauranga, who initiated this Sankirtan movement, at once there is shivering in his body. This is not to be imitated. But Narottama Das Thakur is asking, when will that opportune moment come to us? When there will be severing of the body, as soon as we chant Lord Gauranga's name. And after the severing, Hari Hari Bolite Nayane Bahe Nira. While chanting Hare Krishna, there will be tears in the eyes. Then he says, Ar kabe nitai chander karuna hoibe. We are all asking about the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Nityananda is supposed to be the original spiritual master. So we have to approach Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya, through the mercy of Lord Nityananda. What is the symptom of a person who has achieved the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda? Narottama Das Thakur says that the symptom of one who has actually received the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda is that he has no material desire. Ar kabe nitai chander karuna hoibe, samsara vasana moro kabe tuchya hobe. Samsara vasana means desire for material enjoyment. And Narottama Das wonders when it will become very insignificant. Of course, as long as we have bodies, we have to accept so many material things, but not in the spirit of enjoyment, but only to keep body and soul together. Narottama Das Thakur says further, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibe Akuti. When shall I be very much eager to study the books left by six Goswamis? Akuti means eagerness, because Rupa Goswami is the father of devotional service. He has written a book called Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in which there are nice directions in devotional service. These topics are also dealt with in Chaitanya Charitamrita and other books. And we have given the summary, those directions, in our book Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. One has to learn of the conjugal loving affairs of Radha and Krishna through the teachings of these six Goswamis. Narottama Das Thakur directs us not to try to understand the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna by our own endeavor. We should try to understand this jugala pirati, conjugal love, under the direction of the Goswamis. As soon as the mind is too much absorbed in materialistic thought, one cannot enter into the kingdom of Vrindavan. But Narottama Das Thakur says, Visaya chadiya kabe suddha habe mana, kabe am he rava sri Vrindavan. When the mind is coming, when the mind is completely purified, being freed from material anxieties and desires, then I shall be able to understand Vrindavan and the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna. And then my spiritual life will be successful. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Narottama Das Thakur ki jai. So, time only half an hour. So I'll just, as we know, all Narottama Das Thakur is specific, and he is going to be appear in this planet, was forecasted by Gauranga Mahaprabhu himself. It was Kanhai Natsala, when Mahaprabhu went to Bengal in his tour. Then he went from, after delivering Rupa and Sanatana in Ramakeli, then he went to Kanhai Natsala. Kanhai Natsala is a very beautiful place, bank of Ganges. And then Mahaprabhu went there, he was chanting and dancing all devotees. And suddenly Mahaprabhu was shouting loudly, Narottam, 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 again and again. Everyone thinking, who is Narottam? Thinking Narottam, maybe he is calling Purushottam or calling to Jagannath or something, Krishna. Then he chanting after many times Narottam, then he fainted. He fell down in this just ground and he fainted. Then Nityananda Prabhu very softly, just chanting Hare Krishna, and he asked, Oh Lord, who is Narottam? Mahaprabhu told, Oh Nityananda, Narottam is a personality is going to appear after our disappearance from this. when we finished our leelas, then he, Narottam, appeared. Because he will be empowered by me to specify me and you also, by Nityananda, to deliver this mission of delivering and preaching or delivering this Krishna Prem to the living entities. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was Namo Maha Badanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauradise Namaha. But Mahaprabhu was empowering Narottam Das Thakur also. He can just deliver, he is also can preach this mission of Gauranga Mahaprabhu after his disappearance. So in this way, Mahaprabhu went to Padma River with Nityananda and then Mahaprabhu asked to Padma River, please, I am depositing this Krishna Prema. That's one part of water, just hand over to Padma River, personified Padma River in just appeared. And he told, deliver it to Narottam. She told, how can I recognize who is Narottam? When Narottam will come to you, it will be understood. You will be overwhelmed with him. Your body will be immediately will feel ecstasy. So anyhow, I'm not going to detail. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just depositing Krishna Prem in Padma River with Nityananda, then again return back to Jagannath Puri this trip, then not go to Vrindavan. So then after few years, there is a Narottam Das Thakur appeared to Krishnananda Datta and Narayani Devi in village Kheturi. Gopal is a place in the bank of Padma River. There is Gopalpur Paragana. This told the whole area's division is Gopalpur and Kheturi is a particular place. And there is his uncle, the brother of his father. His name was Purushottam Datta and he is also son, Santosh. He is also brother of Narottam Das Thakur. Narottam Das Thakur from very childhood, he was detached from the material opulences and bodily enjoyment. He was simply attracted to hearing about Krishna and about Gauranga and Nityananda. There is one person, Krishna Das, was appointed to. He was every day speaking him about Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. He was, when he hearing about Gauranga and Nityananda, he became ecstasy. Tears started flowing from his eyes. He rolled on the ground. Gauranga, 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 Gauranga! Gauranga bolite hobe? Ulaka sarir. So anyhow, so Narottam Das Thakur just grown up, then Nityananda Prabhu came when he was 12 years age, and he told in dream, Narottam, you have to go to Padma and accept the Krishna Prema treasure was stored there by Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Then he went to Padma River and just entering to the water, Padma River delivered this Krishna Prema to Narottam Das Thakur. Narottam Das Thakur was a little blackish complexion than before. But when he just got this Krishna Prem, Padma River just swept him over her waves inside. Then he come again. Then he was changed its color. He become molten gold, just like Gauranga. Then he was chanting and dancing in the bank of Padma River. His parents and his relatives, they are searching, where is that Nuru or Narottam? Then someone told, someone is dancing there in Padma, in the Padma side, you can go and see. But it is fair complex. Our Nuru is little blackish. But then go to very closer, they understood, yes, he's Narottam. And what happened to Narottam? They tried to pacify him. But he was simply chanting and dancing. So somehow that they brought back to home. In the meantime, this Muslim ruler, this under whom is this Krishnananda Datta and his uncles, Purushottam Datta, they are working. So the Muslim ruler heard about the glorious qualities of Narottama. So he wanted to see him. It is mentioned that two soldiers sent to, or he sent some messengers to take Narottama to his palace. Anyhow, but some places mentioned that Narottama just in the way to going to this king, he just escaped from the, in the way he just ran to the forest. In other places mentioned that he, his brother and his uncle, they went to the king. Narottama was in house, and then by somehow or other he's cheating the bodyguards and just taking permission from his mother, just run towards Vrindavan. Come to Vrindavan, and in the way, Gauranga, he was like a prince, and he never suffered in hunger or thirst like before. But now he is just running in the forest path in bare feet. He has no shoes, nothing. His feet was injured. Running after 2-3 days, he just fell down to the ground and fainted. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself came with a pot of milk, delivered the milk to Narottama. But Narottama was completely just fainted. Then Rupa Sanatana came and they told Narottama, Mahaprabhu himself brought this milk for you. You just drink this milk, all your you will be pressed. You'll be free from all sufferings. Some told that this is only in dream, but some places told, this is just practically. Anyhow, Narottama Das Thakur, when Narottama just wake up and he drank the milk, then he became fresh. But again he started his journey. And meantime, there's many other incidents, I'm not going. Then he come to Mathura, reached Vishram Ghat. And in Vishram Ghat, the Narottama Das Thakur heard from the people are talking that Rupa Sanatana has already disappeared from the planet. He heard this, he asked the people, what are you talking? Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, they have already disappeared. It was just like a thunderbolt hitting him. He was thinking, I may commit suicide, just die in this Jamuna water. But Rupa Sanatana came in dream to Jiva Goswami and told him this Narottama is coming. That time Srinivas Acharya already with Jiva Goswami. So two messengers came, he sent to Vishram Ghat. So they immediately delivered the message that Jiva Goswami is waiting for you. So somehow other Narottama with these two messengers of Jiva Goswami come to Vrindavan. They were in Govindadev temple. He met Jiva Goswami and Srinivas Acharya there. Fell down at their feet. He was crying. And Jiva Goswami just pacified him. And he could understand the mind of Narottama Das Thakur and what he was looking for. Because Mahaprabhu already told before to Narottama Das, your spiritual master will be who? Lokanath Goswami. So he was hankering for Lokanath Goswami to meet him. Jiva Goswami personally took him to Lokanath Goswami. And then the big stories, somehow or other, finally Lokanath Goswami accepted him as his disciple. And he stayed with his guru for some time. And then, taking permission from his guru, Lokanath Goswami and Jiva Goswami also sent these three peoples. Narottama Das Thakur, Jiva Goswami gave him the title Thakur Mahasaya. And there is he got the title Acharya. He is specifically on Bhagavatam. He is explaining Bhagavatam very nicely. And Radharani's mercy already achieved to Syamananda Prabhu. He was Dukhi Krishna Das, but he got the title Syamananda from Jiva Goswami. But he told, now you have did so much bhajan, now you have to go for preaching. First book distribution party. These three peoples, Narottam Das, they are already muktatmas, liberated souls. Still they went for book distribution. And who was leader? Srinivas Acharya was leader. And there is a village in Bana Vishnupur in the border of Bengal and Bihar. There is a king, Bir Hamir. But he was practically was stealing. Whoever the visitors going in that path, he was stealing from them. So finally, anyhow, he thought that these people are bringing so much treasure because there is wooden books. Books are preserved. And one bullock cart, they are going. So he asked, he is a tantric astrologer. He asked, what is these people are bringing? He told, I could not calculate. These books are precious. They are priceless books. So Bir Hamir, in the night, when they are taking rest, he stole all these things. Anyhow, Srinivas Acharya told, I am staying here. What they will do with books, they definitely give us back. But I am staying here. You can go forward for preaching. So then, Shyamananda Narottama, first they went to Kheturi. Narottama Das Thakur reached his home. And he met his parents. And my mother was crying. He was a prince and now he has only one kopin and one blanket on his, one torn blanket and one kopin in it. But they ask Narottam, please come inside home. He refused, no. Shyamananda also another, his friend, he is also like the same. So they made, according to his instance, they made a bhajan as a kutir for him, kutir, a small cottage. And Narottam Das Thakur was staying there. And then Narottam Das Thakur, following the instruction of his guru Loknath Goswami, he decided to stay in his home and preach in those nearby areas in Bengal. And that is also Goswami instructed to preach in there. In Bengal, that is Bengal. That time there was no Bangladesh. That time, India was only Bengal. Now they call East Bengal, East Bengal. So East or Bangladesh. So anyhow, Narottam Das Thakur was staying there, and he started his preaching mission in Bengal. Now then, just. In Khetra, he established a bhajan kutir. And he was thinking about how to glorify Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Day and night he was simply thinking how to glorify Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Gauranga, then he was, he saw that these devotees, the Vaishnavas, never organizing any festival for Guru Purnima, for Gauranga Mahaprabhu's appearance. No one is observing in those days in a big, there may be personally few people, but not in a big way. No one is observing Gauru Purnima festival. That's why he observed the first Gauru Purnima festival. Who? Narottam Das Thakur. He expressed his ideas to his father. He also became very ecstatic. Krishnananda Dutta, then he told, don't worry, I will give you full support. And his brother Santos, they organized a huge festival, first Gauru Purnima festival. Then the message was spread everywhere. Jannava Mata, the concert of Nityananda Prabhu and his son, her son, Birabhadra, Birchandra Prabhu, and the Srinivas Acharya with his disciple Ramchandra Kaviraj and Govinda Kaviraj, many songs we see. How Ramachandra Kaviraj was so close to Narottam Das Thakur. Ramachandra Sangam Age Narottam Das. So they, Ramachandra Kaviraj, they came with Srinivas Acharya, Shyamananda Prabhu came from Odisha, And so many Vaishnavas from every direction, they are going to Kheturi, accepting the invitation from Narottama Das Thakur. Even some people are not invited, but still, everyone was getting together there. And Srinivas Acharya took that incident in Guru Purnima festival, he has also planned to install 6 sets of deities, Gauranga, Vallabhikanta, Sri Braja Mohana, Sri Krishna, Sri Radhakanta, Sri Radha Ramana. 6 sets of deities as Dinanda Prabhu declared in this morning, after Mangala Arati, this one deity is here, Braja Mohana, Gyan Rudhadi. So, the 6 sets of deities are ready. And who was the priest? The head priest was Srinivas Acharya. He was a learned pandit. He was doing the jagya and chanting all mantras, purushasukta, everything. His and his disciples, they. Shyamananda Prabhu was took charge of receiving guests. Receiving guests and arranging for them. Janava Mata become kitchen in charge. She was taking cook at many people's, many other matas, they are also cooking under her direction, but she was in charge of kitchen. Narottama Das Thakur himself was performing kirtan, in charge of kirtan. 24 hours kirtan was going on. Narottama Das Thakur personally leading the kirtan. And particularly on this Guru Purnima day, Narottama Das Thakur was leading kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The people are like mad, mad. They are ecstatic in Krishna Krishna Pram. They are chanting and dancing, everyone. Thousands of people chanting, dancing. Narottama Das Thakur was singing. Everyone saw this Panchatattva appeared. They saw. He, Gauranga Mahaprabhu is dancing. Nityananda is dancing. Advaita is there. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Gadadhara, Sivasa, and so many other. All Guru Parshadas are there. Adhyavadhi Nityalila Kare Gaura Rai Kono Kono Bhagyavan Dekhivare Pai. So everyone chanting and dancing, Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, everyone, Janava Mata was asked to come from kitchen, sir, Nityananda is there, Gauranga is there. Everyone chanting, dancing, everyone become so ecstatic, devotees become mad, everyone crying and chanting, dancing in ecstasy. So after some time, they again disappear. They appear and they also disappear. Panchatattvas, they disappear. Then the devotees was crying in a separation from Gauranga. Then after some times, they took nice prasadam and also, again, 24, kirtan was going on. In this way, you can see, Narottama Das Thakur such an empowered acharya. He was specifically empowered by Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu to preach this Sankirtan movement. So, Narottama Das Thakur, then when he was busy in his bhajan, he installed the 6 sets of deities. And then many stories how he got this particular to this Gauranga deity. Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Vishnu Priya, Lakshmi Priya, you are in a village there, Gopalpur, in Brahman's house. And there is a large store of pedi. And inside that there was a snake. He was not allowing anyone to go inside. But when Narottama Das Thakur come there, this snake automatically left. Narottama Das entered this inside, then found this deity of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Lakshmi Priya, Vishnu Priya. That is also installed there. And this way, after all this, his guests for Guru Purnima festival, they return to their different places. But his intimate friends like Ramchandra Kaviraj and few devotees, they stay for some time. Srinivas Acharya, this particular song, Jyanila Premadhana, this song was compiled by Narottama Das Thakur just after the disappearance of Srinivas Acharya. Acharya Thakur. So they stay for some time. Northmanas Thakur was started his preaching mission. He belongs to a Kayastha family. Kayasthas and Brahmanas are considered as the higher class, higher class people. But still, Northmanas Thakur was accepting disciples from the Brahman community. Kiva Vipra, Kiva Nyasi, Sudra Kena Noy, Jehu Krishna Tattva Veda Sahi Guru Hai. This is Mahaprabhu's instruction. There are many incidents, just one incident we can just say about how the Sivananda Bhattacharya was great. Smartha Brahmana, very rich, and his son, Ramakrishna. Ramakrishna just went, he sent him on Durga Puja time or Kali Puja time to send Ramakrishna to go and collect whom? Collect some bali to give sacrifice and to Durga, collect some buffaloes, some goats, like this. So Narottamadas Thakur was going with his Ramchandra Kaviraj and his friends, just going to Ganges for taking bath, Padma. Then he saw this, he's bringing all these animals. He asked, who is this? Then Ramakrishna explained that my father ordered me to bring these animals for sacrifice before Durga. Then Narottamadas Thakur just preach few words to him. What is the goal of life? What he is going to do? And how he will suffer he has to suffer. He convinced by the preachings of Narottamadas Thakur. And just make free all the animals, just allow them to go away. And he himself got initiation from Narottamadas Thakur. With Vaishnava Tilak and Kanti, he come to his home. His father told, where is the sacrifice, where is the goats and buffalo, all these animals? He told, I have become a disciple of Narottamadas Thakur. His father was rebuking him, chastising him. He left home and went to Narottamadas Thakur. In this way, many incidents, the Narottamadas Thakur started making disciples. Many Brahmanas become his disciples. So he became so disturbed. This he told to go to the local this king as a Narasingha. And there is Jigvijay Pandit Rupa Narayan. He make a plan with them to defeat Narottamadas Thakur. He is Kayastha family, come here as a Kayastha, but he is accepting disciples. And now all the smartha Brahmana principles is going to finish. So, but when Ramachandra Kaviraj and his disciple Ganganarayana Chakravarti, they heard about this, they said, we should do something. Narottamadas Thakur was so old those days. So when this Brahmana, they are coming, because the king Narasingha and Rupanarayan and all this, they came and coming, entering the village. That's the end of the village, they are sitting. The two people, they decided to open the two shops there. One is Ardhanapat, new Ardhanapat, another butternut, pan. Because they know this Pandit, this smartha Brahmana, they will cook and they eat themselves. Then after eating, they will chew betel nuts. So that happened, they come and they first approach these two shops to buy some Ardhanapat and to buy. Then but the shopkeepers there, they started speaking with them in Sanskrit. They told, this is the part, they are selling the Ardhanapats and speaking Sanskrit is selling the, what is going on? In the meantime, there's some argument, some discussion. Then all his disciples of Rupanarayan, they all defeated. They went with their guru and finally Rupanarayan come and he also defeated by them in the philosophy. They established the principle. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam Ekala Iswara Krishna Arsa Vrutya. This Devi, all there, the servants of Krishna. So Rupanarayan also defeated. And in that night, these disciples are like this, to what is about the Guru? They just returned from that spot. But in that night, the Devi appeared in a furious anger, told, I will chop your heads with my sword. Go and beg pardon, to beg forgiveness from Narottam. Become a disciple, accept initiation from him. Otherwise, I will finish all of you. So this is Narottam Das Thakur. Finally, they went to Narottam Das Thakur, and Narottam Das Thakur also accepted them as disciples. But still, then, finally, this Ramachandra Kaviraj, everyone was left to him. And after a few years, he heard about also disappearance of Narottam Das Thakur, heard the disappearance of Srinivas Acharya, Ramachandra Kaviraj, his heart was broken. He was crying like anything. So he became sick, very sick, and he had high fever. His disciple Ganganarayan Chakravarti came, and he told, "Oh Gurudev, you can come to my village, Gambhila. This is also in the bank of Ganges." Narottam Das Thakur went with him. But one day he expressed desire to go to the bank of Ganges. So he took him to the bank of Ganges. And Narottam simply fell down, and he just seems a pastime as if he has disappeared. He disappeared, his body has he is no more alive. So all his disciples crying. Then this smart Brahmanas came, told, look, in time of death, your guru is not able to take the name of Krishna. Whole life you are just chanting Krishna, Krishna. What is this now? Bengal is famous. Sadhana kari, bhajana kari, marte janle hai. In time of death, you are not able to chant Krishna. What is this? Bhajan, you are just criticizing. Narottam Das Thakur. So Ganganarayan Chakravarti became very upset. He was praying, he was holding his feet and praying, "Oh Gurudev, why you are doing this type of pastime? Please deliver this, this fallen souls. Otherwise they become so sinful, they will always be suffering hell." So finally, Narottam Das Thakur suddenly wake up. He woke up and started walking. He went to the house of Ganganarayan Chakravarti. Then all the smart powers, he again appeared to punish us. They all went to him. They all also become his disciple. Beg forgiveness. So in this way, Narottam Das Thakur stayed for a few days. He went to his other disciples' house. He went to his deities. He took darshan of his six deities. Brajamohan, Gauranga, Vallabhi Kanta, Brajamohana, Sri Krishna, Sri Radha, Brajamohana, Sri Radharaman. He took their darshan and took their permission from them. Then he again come back to the Ganganarayan Chakravarti's house. One day he asked his disciple, Ganganarayan Chakravarti, and some other disciples are there, Ramakrishna and others. He told, "I have to go to Ganga and I have desire to having a bath. You should, both of you should just